an attractive thought, Paul. Doing the job in the nude, that is not an attractive thought. Just these chairs, these leather chairs. With,
wow.
Yes.
All right.
Sweat.
I didn't want to get us stuck on that thought.
Sorry about that.
It.
We got a great show today, John Scott.
Who's on your show today, Will?
Hi, thanks for asking.
Former New York Governor Mario Cuomo will be joining us this morning. And on our D.C. Thursdays, not only will we have a Roll Call's Marianne Akers, and we'll have...
the lovely and talented Bob Summerby.
That's right. DNC's Vice Chair Susie Turnbull and Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro will be joining us as well.
She's from Connecticut, correct?
The 3rd District in Connecticut. You are correct, sir.
Very good. Did you guys feel the earthquake this morning?
I did not. I was in the shower at the time.
My cat did.
We were sitting in the newsroom, and one of my colleagues says, you know, what people say, hey, we're having an earthquake. And we look up, and there's a plant that's on a ledge in the newsroom, and it's waving back and forth, and... I go, wow. You know, 14 years in the Bay Area, I've never really felt an earthquake of any substance.
Oh, so you actually got to feel one.
Couple, finally.
A couple little tiny ones, just kind of sitting in the chair. You know, knock on wood, I hope we never get to feel a real, real big one. Yeah.
I hope that's the best one you get to feel.
And for those that didn't hear it, it was in Morgan Hill this morning. It was a 4.7, so not a tiny one, about 3 miles deep. Just outside of Morgan Hill, and no injuries or damage.
It's going to be the number one news story on all the shows tonight. You know that.
And the quake gets free publicity as a result.
Yes. You know, we'll be able to be 960 the Quake until, God forbid, we have a big earthquake.
And then we'll have to change our name to 960 the Recovery.
That would like being, you know, Hurricane 101 in New Orleans.
Radio Katrina.
Yeah. You just got to change your name, unfortunately. But until then, we're going to stay the Quake. Thanks, guys. See you in a few minutes. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
Radio, I'm Maria Boynton.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq was taken by surprise.
It's being called the beginning of the end for Al-Qaeda in Iraq as the government there announces what it calls a huge treasure find. Mowafiq al-Rubai is national security advisor in that country.
They did not anticipate how powerful the Iraqi security forces are.
Congress, Iraq, the topic of discussion today as both sides are divided on how to handle U.S. troops in Iraq. CNN's Andrea Copples on Capitol Hill.
In the Senate today, there's the possibility that John Kerry and a couple of other senators may offer an amendment to call for the withdrawal of U.S. troops either by the end of this year or perhaps even 18 months from now. On the other side of the aisle, you've got Democrats like Hillary Clinton who's saying you can't set an arbitrary date for withdrawal, which is similar to the Republicans' position.
The Taliban's the target as thousands of Afghan and coalition forces begin a massive operation in southern Afghanistan. In Kandahar province, our Brent Sattler reports now, this battle comes at the end of the poppy growing season, where drug dealers have lots of cash to help finance insurgents.
Heaps of cash have been gathered, collected over the past several weeks, and there is a deadly cocktail of Taliban insurgents, drug warlords, and criminals, all combining in the business of drugs, weapons, trying to destabilize southern Afghanistan, to keep it out of the hands of the distant governing Kabul, and to thwart the U.S.-led coalition in these military operations.
That Afghan offensive is called Operation Mountain Thrust. In the U.S., it's called Return to Sender, and over the past 3 weeks, it has netted more than 2,000 illegal immigrants, 400 in San Diego County alone. Immigration Services spokespersons say agents often end up knocking on four or five different doors looking for one specific person. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
This is a special report from the Quake News Team, San Francisco in 60 seconds on 960 The Quake.
Many cities have MoMAs, but not every city has an SF in front of the MoMA. This Sunday is Family Day at San Francisco's beloved Museum of Modern Art.
We do it twice a year at the museum, where we open our doors for a day-long celebration. But for Family Day, we take over the whole museum.
Assistant Curator of Education Julie Charles says this year SF MoMA helps you honor Dad, with this year's Family Day falling on Father's Day. This year, the SF MoMA explores the concept of identity and how artists look at themselves and the world around them.
In conjunction with the Shomei Tematsu exhibition that's on view in the galleries, we're going to have Japanese folktales and making masks and taiko drumming.
And so as not to break the bank, as can happen on a family outing,
we offer reduced admission also for adults as long as they're accompanied by a child. So it's a nice way to access the museum if you're an adult for only $2.
And, of course, free for SF MoMA members, children, and high school students.
Listen for our specials every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. and online at quakeradio.com. Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST and try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com. Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:05 on 960 The Quake. This report brought to you by GM Fuel Price Protection. I'm John Scott. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge toll plaza. The backup to about the 880 overcrossing right now. South Bay, gravel in the 3 right lanes, a real mess. Cleanup crews on the way, 280 southbound to the 880 interchange. Petaluma stall in the right lane on 101 southbound after Castania. Got some East Bay problems. A vacuum cleaner down in the lanes on 4 eastbound before 242. Left lane stall in 880 southbound after 5th. And further down the road, 880 southbound to 23rd. Something metal in the slow lane already caused one accident, but that's been cleared. We just need to get the object out of there. Bart's running on time. Want to put a cap on gas prices? How'd you like to pay only $1.99 a gallon? Go to fuelprotection.com and find out how and learn about the GM Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. Check news headlines at the bottom of the hour. Reminder, you can check real local traffic in real time, anytime, at our website, quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on 960 The Quake.
7:06, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Good morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, Willie Brown and Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, and welcome back from New York City.
Good morning, Paul. Hello. Will, how are you?
I'm good, boss. How you doing? How was New York?
Successful.
Welcome back.
They didn't take their money back.
Oh, good.
I'd say what's shaken, but we already know. We had a 4.7 in Morgan Hill this morning.
On the Quake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody feels a 4.7. Nobody feels that at all. It's just, that's routine. That's like Will's car starting.
Yeah.
0 to 60 in 2.4 miles an hour or something like that.
I don't have a Bugatti.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You put wings on that puppy and it would take off.
Yes.
4.7, that's the one where the lead news story is. Yes, the devastation is incredible. Here in San Carlos, some woman's sliding glass door came off its tracks. You know, that's at 4.7.
And what you don't realize is it was off his tracks before the quake hit.
Probably, yeah.
And she's just reported it. But there are other things that occurred in the news that I think are equally startling for me. Than that door off the track.
Yeah.
It's America's being off the track on Iraq. It's amazing how quickly you knock out the head terrorist or the guy that is the most wanted guy in Iraq, and then you fly over for a cup of coffee with the new guy who heads it, and all of a sudden the Iraqi war is back in flavor.
I think you could take Zarqawi's body and throw it down on the ground, and Bush wouldn't get as big of a bounce as the body would have. I'm serious. I don't think the Zarqawi bounce is going to be that big.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about all of this is that this is at the same time that Mr. Kerry is pushing to have the troops on a catalog basis withdrawn for Iraq. Don't you think Democrats should have had this as their issue much longer, longer time ago? It just seems like the minute that the Democrats start thinking about doing something, suddenly something occurs on the Republican side that causes the Democratic proposal or initiative to take second place in the news stories.
There's always something happening. So what they got to do is they got to steer a straight course, and they have to stick to it this time instead of constantly responding to polls or ebbs and tides. And they had that Take Back America conference in D.C. this week. Feingold goes down there and says, we got to bring our troops home. Kerry goes down there and says, we got to bring our troops home. And then Hillary goes down there, and Hillary says, I swear to God, Hillary says, I don't believe in Bush's open-ended commitment, but I don't think we should set a timetable for them either. For crumb's sake, there's no room in the middle. It's either one or the other. It's an open timetable or setting a timetable. So that's the problem. You can't get every Democrat on the same. You know that phrase, herding cats.
Yes, yes. It is applicable. But that's because there's an absence of central leadership. And whenever there's an absence of central leadership, then everybody takes their own initiatives. And in this case, Hillary, Senator Clinton, is clearly the leading prospect for the 2008 nomination on the Democratic side of the aisle. However, too many positions that she takes, and those positions are all beginning to erode her, in my opinion, as the progressive, innovative, creative choice. And I would hope that her people would convince me to have her go somewhat silent, or at least stay with where she should be, and that is the troops ought to be here. We never should have been there, and the sooner we leave, the better off the whole world is going to be, and in particular the world of the good old USA. And she should say that and stay with it, period.
Will and Willie here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. I know you were gone, but our good buddy, President of the Board of Supervisors, Aaron Peskin, has floated a couple of ideas. One is going to pass, and that's the parking restrictions on residential units down here in a central corridor. I think there's boundaries set up. Have you heard about that?
Yes, yes, I did hear about that. I kind of keep in touch when I'm out of town because I don't know at what point the revolution is really going to occur here in San Francisco, where reality...
Well, it ain't coming from Michaela Aliota.
Reality just gets totally obliterated. It's just only partially obliterated in this town on an ongoing basis, and that was one of the partial obliterations. How can you have the idea that there should be residents in downtown San Francisco, but they should only be able to park in their own space one out of four? What do the other three do? Park on the streets? And what happens when you park on the streets? You make it impossible for those of us who want to shop, for those of us who want to visit for food, for entertainment, for whatever. I don't understand that concept.
Well, you know, when he was here, we quizzed him about it, and he said that the proposal that he had allowed for three parking spots for every four units.
Correct.
Which made a little more sense. But if you look at the loopholes in this one, the one out of four, there's a loophole for any unit, three bedrooms or bigger. There's a loophole for any unit, 1,000 square feet or bigger. You know most of these places are going to be bigger than 1,000 square feet. 1,000 square feet is nothing. I mean, all of those Rincon complex, the pencil condos, they're going to be, I bet, more than two-thirds of them are going to be
more than 1,000 square feet.
And what does he say? I didn't see that component. Does he say that
yes,
if it's 1,000 or more, you go 1-to-1?
Yes. That was
for every bedroom, you got one parking.
No.
Apart from a residence, you get one.
For every unit, over 1,000 square feet. And then there was something, another loophole, that they wanted to ban all underground garages, and now there's a compromise in this bill. We got to get the whole bill down here because I think one level of underground garages will be available. And I don't know if that's to the public or if that's part of the deal.
Well, you know, if you want to ban automobiles in the core city,
I don't.
No, I don't mean you. Please, don't take this personal.
I like cars.
I would think that if cars are to be banned in the middle of the city, so to speak, in the core part of the city, and there is to be more walking, or if the proposal, as they have in London, where you have certain times when cars are permitted.
I don't like that.
You ought to address it that way, but to simply say that people who live in these residences downtown should not have cars, should be barred from having cars by they're having no place to park.
By restricting them.
That is correct. By making it impossible. I would think it would be better if the cars were, in fact, pushed into their own parking space and you, the resident, had to pay for the parking space. Then those of us who are visiting, those of us who are trying to do business, I think would be better off in the process. I don't think we need to no longer need to force people onto public transit. I think people are using public transit in huge volumes.
Yeah, the price of gas has pushed them there.
And in particular, with the incredible, wonderful, beautiful system that we have, a system that arrives mostly on time, a system that is clearly clean and efficient, a system that now have a history of people who have been courteous in terms of that driving, and a system that clearly has no relationship to rider and cost. It seems to me, as long as we have that system in place, you're 2.5 blocks away from every person residing in the city. It's about 2.5 blocks away, at worst, to a particular transit line going somewhere. It seems to me, as long as we have that system already in place and we're so small, cars will have to be tolerated in a way quite different than that being proposed by the ban.
Well, especially if you're bringing people from out of town, like you were saying earlier, for restaurants and theater and comedy shows, perhaps.
I knew we'd get around to that. But there'd be no place to park on the streets if the residents who live there, who cannot be barred from owning cars, it's not like you buy it and you don't own a car. You may still own a car. You may own two cars. You're going to put them on the streets. Look at North Beach. You can't find any space.
And you haven't been able to since I first moved here in 1980.
That's when I started looking for a parking spot. I'm still looking.
Well, I got news.
North Beach.
I got news to you. You know, Mr. Peskin tried to stop me from building that North Beach garage. You know, the garage that's now up there I think it's on Vallejo. Beautiful garage. Done
across from the cop station?
Across from the cop station. I built that garage. Peskin tried to stop me from building that garage.
Was he just a neighborhood activist?
He was a neighborhood activist at the time. They sued, and of course, you know, you sue the wrong cat when you sue Willie Brown. You better stay up all night watching, trying to catch
him. That's right. You're a lawyer.
And so what I did is I got the authority to demolish the existing structure, and I took the authority on 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and I had the structure destroyed on Saturday and Sunday, and when they got around to trying to file a lawsuit on Monday, it was nothing but ground. And then, of course, when
you're like the KGB, you know that? You come in the middle of the night.
I have the authority.
I know.
Okay, but I did it right. I did it, and I got rid of it. And now people who live up there, they love the garage. They love
and
it so much.
So do vendors. And
Supervisor Peskin actually showed up for the groundbreaking. For the ribbon cutting. He showed up for the dedication, and a couple of people pointed out to him the hypocrisy in his appearance, and he said, no, let's get it straight. Greater knowledge sometimes requires a different attitude and a different performance. But I see in the newspaper today where he's taken on Mayor Newsom, because Mayor Newsom says, I don't like this idea of new taxes being imposed upon business as is being proposed in the Peskin
bill.
The
business tax.
Yeah, the business tax. And Peskin says, well, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, you were for it when it was proposed in a ballot measure that the voters rejected. Why are you switching? Well, the voters rejected it. Why would you go back to doing something the voters have already rejected? Simple explanation. But nevertheless, his attitude on the change of the garage didn't prompt him to say the same thing about himself.
Well, I wonder where this is going to be in this debate when Supervisor Peskin is with us next Wednesday.
Oh, is he coming in?
I believe he's scheduled to come back next Wednesday.
Oh, you invite? What did he ever explain why he didn't show up before?
He was on vacation. Nobody told us. That was it.
Oh, including him. I mean, it's not like the world knows Peskin's leaving town.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see no billboard.
It's DC Thursday here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie in the next segment. We'll hear from Mary Ann Akers, who writes Heard on the Hill for Roll Call newspaper. And she has a lot about what's going on with the little problem in the House Democratic leadership. We'll find out. 718, keeping it real with Will and Willie on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast, fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here!
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
960 The Quake. Broadcasting in HD Digital. Learn more at QuakeRadio.com.
Yeah, what's going on? Don't tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on.
the corner of Mission Embarcadero. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning, 722. Marianne Akers from Roll Call, her column, Heard on the Hill. What's shaking, Marianne?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we had
Marianne
an earthquake.
Akers. yes, we did have an earthquake. How are you doing, Melody?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. What's happening in Washington? There seems to be a Zarqawi bounce to Mr. Bush's steps.
Yeah, they're going to be debating this Iraq resolution all day long on the floor of the House. I think they've got 10 hours of debate ahead of them. So it could be interesting. I think it's going to be pretty explosive, especially among Democrats.
Are they going to be forced into a position by the Republicans?
Well, you know, unfortunately for the Democrats, they weren't even allowed to offer an alternative. So already there are fireworks over that. Louise Slaughter, she is the ranking member, ranking Democrat on the House Rules Committee. And she said, you know, listen, during the Gulf War debate in 1991, we offered two resolutions, and we let the Republicans offer theirs, and we aren't allowed to offer one on this. So already they're fighting about that. But I think that
91 was an election year.
That's right. Exactly.
I got to tell you also that when you're in charge, you don't have to play by the same protocols that were not written into the rules the last time around. The Republicans are doing exactly what they should do. They don't want the Democrats service in any place.
No, they don't. And they want to make the Democrats look divisive, and they think this is their best shot at doing that. And, you know, as you know, John Murtha has become the sole voice, the leading voice in opposition to the Iraq war. So they're hoping they can see this whole fight play out where John Murtha and people like him go to the floor and talk about, we got to get out of Iraq. And then they hope to see another Democratic leader like Steny Hoyer say, no, we need to stay the course. So they're really looking forward to watching the Democrats fall apart. So we'll see whether that happens. But, you know, Republicans are so psyched about the little bit of good news they've had over the past week. You know, Zarqawi's death. What else have they had?
Bush's surprise visit.
Bush's surprise visit to Iraq and their big win in California 50. Duke Cunningham's seat. So they're really just trying to keep the ball rolling here.
And Karl Rove not being indicted.
Yes, thank you. Karl Rove was huge news for them.
Yep.
So they're pretty excited, jumping up and down. Now, of course, you have some people within the Republican Party saying, look, 2 days of good news is not going to reverse the tide of, you know, 8 months. Of,
uh-huh.
you know.
We're speaking with Marianne Akers from Roll Call Magazine. She's with us every Thursday, live here on Keeping It Real with Willie Willie, 960 The Quake. Marianne.
Yes, sir.
So the Karl Rove, what exactly and how did people really react to that, if at all?
Well,
other than being Republicans, treating it like a bonfire. A lot of sweat being wiped off the forehead.
A lot. It was a huge, huge sigh of relief for the Republicans. Would have been really, really ugly. It would have almost been the death knell for them had he been indicted. And the news that he is not going to be indicted, not going to be prosecuted in this case, was just an absolutely enormous relief for them. Now, to some people, they didn't think he would be indicted anyway. They figured that once Fitzgerald had said several months ago that he wasn't going to be indicting him at that time, but would continue investigating him, a lot of experts at that time figured, well, he's not going to be indicted. That was sort of the conventional wisdom. Now, if you had said that publicly, a lot of liberals would have jumped all over that, and they did, and said, that's ridiculous. You know, this is, conservative rhetoric. Of course he'll be indicted. You know, he's, and then it did sort of look like Fitzgerald could have gone that way once Rove was gone. He went back, I think, five times. Did he not?
That's what it says.
Before the grand jury.
Right.
So it really started to look iffy for him. And there was some real speculation. It was not a done deal that he wasn't going to be indicted. There was real speculation that he could have been. So, Republicans are jumping up and down. This is nothing but great news for them.
And
of course, Democrats were crying. I mean, absolutely sobbing.
What's the story with reference to the man you mentioned earlier, John Murtha, and Mr. Hoyer, they seem to be at each other's throats over the question of who shall be the Democratic leader when Nancy moves up to Speaker. All of this is assuming that all these things are going to happen. It's kind of amazing. I've not noticed people doing that before.
I know. It's really been pretty funny. Who knows what's going to happen in November? It's not a done deal for the Democrats by any stretch of the imagination. And, my God, shouldn't California 50 be a pretty ominous sign for them? You know, they couldn't even.
Marianne, you disappeared.
Yes.
I couldn't hear you. They couldn't even.
Suddenly we're getting some other feed in our ears.
Yeah, the Republicans are trying to stop Marianne from reporting in.
What's next?
Or maybe it's Democrats at the moment.
Sounds like a wiretapping scandal to me.
Yeah, so you said that Hoyer and Murtha in dialogue over who shall be the leader, and with 50 being out there, and with Democrats having placed so much emphasis on 50 over the first several months post-Cunningham's exit, and then to have it fall on its face, so to speak, you would think the Democrats would go somewhat silent.
You would think. But Murtha went ahead and really surprised the heck out of everybody when he said he was going to challenge Steny Hoyer for majority leader, assuming, again, big assumption, assuming they win in November. So already there's been this whole campaign going on for majority leader before the fact, well before the fact. And
cart before the horse, hello.
Yeah, a little bit before the horse, right? And finally, it was getting a little out of control. They were already campaigning, talking about each other, you know, the whole, you know, full-on campaign. Pelosi had a little chat with Murtha, who is a very good friend of hers. They're tight. There's no love lost whatsoever between Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer.
Did he try to run for her position?
Well, some time ago, they were battling each other for a leadership position, and they have never really gotten over that.
Uh-huh.
And so here you have had Pelosi as number one Democrat and Steny Hoyer as number two, and there has always been tension between them. Now, there was an assumption that perhaps Pelosi was behind Murtha's challenging Hoyer, and especially her silence said quite a bit after Murtha came out and challenged him. Democrats got nervous and said, my God, this is really not what we need right now. We need to look united, and we need to focus on winning in November. Then we can have all the battles we want over who's going to be majority leader. But let's just focus on winning in November. So finally, Pelosi, a couple of days ago, had a chat with Murtha. She put out a statement saying, you know, we're going to hold off until November. And he also put out a statement saying he would wait and launch a campaign in November if they win.
Are they ever going to be able to have their town hall meeting to announce their contract with America?
Well, I don't know. You know, they...
Because it was canceled yesterday, right? Because everybody got called to the White House so they could be briefed by the president.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I think they're regrouping right now to... you know, look, first they've got to see what happens today on the House floor and see how many fireworks there are on this Iraq resolution and hope that they can try and remain united and not have a big fight amongst themselves.
An interesting day, an interesting week, and always an interesting guest. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Marianne Akers from Roll Call Magazine and 960 The Quake.
Talk to you all next week.
All right. All right.
And now we got John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
And here we go. 7:31, traffic first, brought to you by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. All of our problems at the moment are in the South Bay and Peninsula. There's some gravel on the road in two right lanes of 280 southbound at the 880 interchange. CHP has those lanes coned off. The backup now from Winchester. Mountain View, pieces of wood in the right lane, 101 northbound before Shoreline. Back to San Jose, another accident that's now on the shoulder, perhaps caused by that gravel I mentioned, 280 southbound in front of the 880 interchange. In San Mateo, a stall in the right lane, 101 northbound after 92, metering lights on. Back up to the 880 overpass, coming up to the Bay Bridge toll plaza. Why worry about high repair costs? See the great features and selection of Toyota certified used vehicles, including that legendary Toyota quality you can depend on. Check out the great financing rates available this month at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. Reminder, you can check real-time traffic anytime on our website at quakeradio.com. Here's what's happening this morning. The deadline of midnight tonight is looming. State negotiators and negotiators with the Service Employees International Union are involved in round-the-clock negotiations for a new contract that covers 87,000 state employees like toll collectors, tax collectors, printers, librarians, and more, even nurses and teachers. Local 1000 is seeking a wage increase and maintenance of current health benefits. If there's a strike, those toll collectors won't be working. We could have a real, real mess tomorrow morning. Legislative approval of the state budget will be late for the 21st year in a row. Republicans and Democrats are fighting over a tiny provision in the $131 billion spending plan. It's a tiny provision, but it's on a big subject. It would allow undocumented immigrants' kids to qualify for free state-funded health care. A series of earthquakes early this morning in Santa Clara County. The USGS says it was a magnitude 4.7 recorded near Morgan Hill and Gilroy at 5:24. No damage, but a lot of people felt it. Ron Dellum still in the lead in the Oakland mayor's race. This is day 9 of the vote counting. No solution yet, and the count will continue. Another public hearing tonight on the proposed Caldecott Tunnel Improvement Project hosted by Caltrans. It's 6 p.m. open house that will precede the 7 o'clock meeting. It's at Claremont Middle School on College Ave in Oakland. Quake weather for today. A little fog on the coast, sunny everywhere else. Highs in the 60s to the low 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Commemorate, educate, liberate, and celebrate at this year's San Francisco Gay Pride at the Civic Center, June 24th and 25th. Join the Quake all weekend and look for the Quake Hybrid in the Pride Parade that Sunday. Brought to you by Washington Mutual and 960 AM The Quake. For more info, log on to QuakeRadio.com.
Visit QuakeRadio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
...7:37 on this Thursday, June 15th, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can come by like the guy in the SEIU shirt and jacket, sit and get on your laptop and use the wireless, have coffee, and join in Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells, and we do have our phone number and our emails. You want to join in the conversation, 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. Or go to QuakeRadio.com, go to the Contact Us button, click Email, Will and Willie. It's that simple. And there's podcasts and all kinds of things that you can download on various things, like the Burst of Durst that'll be coming up. What do you want to talk about, Will?
Oh, I don't know. I think Peskin is got to be responsible to us later on about this whole business tax thing. Because didn't the voters vote this down as well?
They voted some version of an increase in the business tax. We had lost an argument in the courts. There had been decisions made in other counties about the business of taxing on two bases, and gross receipts as well as payroll. And we settled that case. We settled it early on, and then we put
for
on
$80 million.
Yes, yeah. And then we put on the ballot a measure that would have authorized what would have been a court-proof, we thought, proposal for business taxes.
Are you in favor of it?
But the voters voted us down.
Are you in favor of it?
At that time, I was in favor of it.
Yeah.
But as is the case, sometimes when you need money, there are things you should do. When you don't need money, there are things you probably should not do as an elected official. And I'm firmly of the opinion that there are some questions, at least in the minds of the mayor, as to whether or not this is the right time. Apparently, the budget is balanced, and any new money would be for purposes of expanding spending. And in that process, obviously, when you expand spending, it becomes ongoing. It becomes in perpetuity. It becomes something you probably can't back away from. And then you also have the reputation of San Francisco as being so anti-business.
You are a conservative, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not really. I'm a pragmatist. You can label people one way or another, but I'm a pragmatist, and I've always have been. That's why you got the ferry building done. That's why you see the Embarcadero. That's why you see these palm trees along here. That's why you see the ballpark. That's why you see the Third Street light rail.
I did not mean that as a pejorative thing.
Oh, yes, you did.
I'm just saying that when you put a tax in or you put something in, it does stay forever. And when you put an entitlement in or you put a budget line in, it stays there forever. It's impossible to change it either way, left or right.
And that's because such an item or an allocation or an appropriation develops its
advocates.
Own constituency.
Yes.
That is correct. And once it develops its own constituency, that constituency becomes one that you must pay attention to if you are a politician. The same goes with people that you appoint to things. You appoint somebody, they develop friends. And those friends don't want you to replace
unless you
exactly.
can give them all the money they need.
We have one of our listeners wants to join in the conversation. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Gene in Los Altos, good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday you asked people to call in, and Willie was asking, why aren't the Democrats passionate enough to call up? Well, here I am.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because, believe me, on right-wing talk radio, Michael Savage and that crowd are constantly flooded with people, and it's almost like it's organized among the evangelical right. We Democrats, who obviously in many cases are working people, don't have time to call. We don't call, and it isn't that we aren't just as passionate. So I'm glad to see that you are, in fact, calling in to some progressive talk radio. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I have been listening to, or not listening to the silence of the Democratic headquarters. And one of the trick phrases that they want to use is this culture of corruption.
Right.
It backs them into a corner. Every time there's something like Karl Rove yesterday, so they have to take that off the agenda. Then they have to take the fellow who with the Black Caucus off the agenda. I mean, they get backed into a corner with this kind of word. It narrows their argument.
Oh, I think they should just pull ahead.
But let me finish.
All right.
If they substitute it with the word incompetence, now you've got a word that resonates amongst all of us Democrats down here in Los Altos. We always use the word incompetence.
Especially in terms with the Bush administration.
Right. It broadens their argument. They can argue forever and never have it turn on them.
There's plenty of evidence.
Right. And their opponents, it's hard to disprove that you... It's hard to prove that you're competent.
Just by addressing the charge proves that you're not very competent.
And I just had to deliver to me my... steroids.
The mayor's referring to his cappuccino here on 960 The Quake at the Hotel Vitale. He gets one every morning.
But this Democrat and her comments really ought to be respected because we as Democrats don't seem to get the right phraseology that becomes that cannot be penetrated by the other side. And what she is suggesting is the terminology that could be used would not be depreciated by some Democrat like Bill Jefferson holding $90,000 in his ice chest, refrigerator.
So you think that blunted the culture of corruption charge?
Oh, it gave the talk show host on the conservative side the opportunity to just lambast us, claiming that we said we were pure and we are not pure. And when we use the term culture of corruption, if we had said Democrats are in that group, then we would have still been okay. But we didn't. We tried to make it appear as if we were holier than thou and all Republicans were crooks. And you can't do that. It doesn't work that way because there are too many non-Republican crooks.
And a couple.
No, I won't go there.
I will.
I'm just saying, non-Republican crooks.
There's a couple of Democratic crooks.
And
Thank you for the call. We need another call.
And then she's right. You get Karl Rove not being indicted, not being charged. And I think Marianne Akers, who spoke to us earlier, was correct. Democrats should have acknowledged many months ago when Fitzgerald said, at this time, I don't have enough, they should have cautioned people not to be enthusiastic about the prospect because, after all, it wasn't Janet Reno, you know, who would almost indict anybody. It just wasn't Janet Reno doing it.
Her own family. Yeah.
Yeah. Relatives. Anybody that wore shoes. Didn't she get her first pair of shoes when she got sworn in? Wasn't that part?
No.
Wow.
Stop it.
There would have been never an occasion when any money would have been in her refrigerator because she didn't have a refrigerator down there in the Florida swamps.
She was I thought she was a great attorney general.
She was a little
aggressive.
I thought she was a nice lady. Very nice lady.
Not a great attorney general.
I did not think. The attorney general is an important figure in your administration because, after all, the attorney general can unseat the president with the simple use.
Hell, JFK appointed his brother.
When asked, why did you appoint your brother? Because my mother wasn't a lawyer.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did. Because my mother wasn't a lawyer. He understood the attorney general. And then keep in mind, if you watch 24, who was it that ultimately got this president?
That's right.
It was the attorney general. When Chloe set up that hidden opportunity for the broadcast of the conversation between the president and his wife, the president was ultimately removed from the speaking podium and escorted in a black car, never to be seen in this series again.
Oh, I think he'll make a comeback next year.
No, the Attorney General got him. So the Attorney
Maybe
General...
they'll trade Jack Bauer for the president. The Chinese will take the president.
Well, he was obviously more friendly to them than he was to the U.S. in view of his giving Jack Bauer up. The Chinese didn't even know in that 24-hour period that Jack Bauer was back. They had no idea.
Well, but they found out in 24 hours. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but they were told by the president. He called him.
Oh, that's right.
He delivered the message because he wanted.
But it was only 20. He was supposed to be dead before the entire show. Are we going to get Jean Smart on Friday? We can't get her.
She canceled her tour.
Oh, rats.
Not going to come.
Jean Smart, the president's wife.
We are going to get a burst of Durst, and I bet it's not about 24, but it's in the next segment. 7:47. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. On 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:51, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Well, it's almost dead solid meteorological summer, and the crossing over to the solstice also seems to have inaugurated a season of good news, bad news for George W. Bush, the Democrats, Iraq, you, me, pretty much everybody. Let me illustrate here. The good news is George W. Bush pulled off a secret mission to land in Baghdad. The bad news is he only stayed 5 hours and then came home. The good news is we've uncovered a new tactic of Al-Qaeda, asymmetrical warfare. The bad news is the three guys at Guantanamo Bay who introduced it to us won't ever be able to tell us who invented it. The good news is Ben Roethlisberger is going to be okay. The bad news is that diagnosis is based on the Gary Busey scale. The good news is oil prices are going down. The bad news is so are stock prices, only further. The good news is Iraq's future is in its own hands. The bad news is Iraq's future is in its own hands. The good news is Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is dead. The bad news is 72 virgins in heaven just went into hiding. The good news is Michael Chertoff has determined that New York City is without any national monuments and safe from terrorism. The bad news is Michael Chertoff gets to decide anything. The good news is the U.S. President, George W. Bush, has resolved to stop taunting the world with tough guy He-Man language. The bad news is Iranian President Ahmadinejad is taunting the world with tough guy He-Man language. And that, my little friends, is your burst of durst for today. Ahmadinejad, sorry.
Ahmadinejad. Good again. I love the business. The good news is the Iraqis are
in charge of their own destiny.
And the bad news is the Iraqis are in charge of their own destiny. That's really wonderful. And then I love the good news is Bush went to Iraq. The bad news is he came home.
if only he'd been delayed. Like you keep getting delayed.
Oh, I got delayed. As I indicated to you yesterday, on the way out, 11 a.m. departure, 12:35, I actually departed. On the way back, 8:20 departure, 5 minutes to 10,
holy
I actually
moly.
Departed. So, it was an hour.
5 minutes to 10, that means you get home about 12:30 or 1?
That's right. And then when you have to get on the ground and you get into your house, it's time to come to work.
Damn.
I mean, it was just awful. I missed the opportunity for food in my size.
You want some breakfast?
Missing the opportunity.
We'll get you some breakfast.
No, I don't want to ruin my day.
A little fruit plate?
If you eat food during the day, you ruin your day. You eat food at night, you can enhance your sleep. That's the Brown method of good health care. Now, I know there's going to be a ton of calls. I can see Dr. Laura.
You don't eat at all during the day?
Listen, don't listen to me.
What am I doing?
It's a show.
What do I think I'm doing here?
Yeah. This is not a burst of durst. That's where you get your serious, substantive information.
Continental Airlines, their motto is maybe.
It has to be.
Because I don't know what time can you get here.
Except that I got to applaud. They improved by 5 minutes.
Oh. Your ETD going out was only an hour and a half.
That's right. Yeah. And on the way back, it was only 1:30. So I'm looking at progress. It's almost like Vietnam. It's like Vietnam, and it's worse than Iraq.
18 more flights, you'll catch up.
That's 18
you'll
more
be right
flights,
on time.
You'll be down to an hour. It's amazing, though. But those people that work on the ground for them are so pleasant. You know,
they must be beleaguered.
They have this deal where first class, you get on first, right?
Oh, yeah.
They don't worry about these wheelchair people. Oh, no.
No.
Everybody else says, you need some extra assistance to get on there. I've been playing that game now for several years. I'll come up there dragging the right foot. Yeah, I've been getting up. Then they have.
And then you walk down the ramp dragging your left foot.
No, I race down the ramp. And then the second group of people that Connell lets on are people who have something on their deal that said, Elite Access.
Oh, yeah. Ultra Flyer.
Yeah, Elite Access. Now, I keep trying to figure out, how do I get that stamped on my ticket? I fear, though, touching my ticket would automatically send me downstairs to get undressed. And, you know, I had a hole in my shorts. I couldn't be getting undressed.
Just jump in that line anyhow. They never stop anybody.
Oh, yeah, but I'm standing there. I stand right next to this little lady, and she keeps looking at me, and she finally says, okay, you win. She takes my ticket.
Because you're standing right there.
That's right. I'm right on top of her, and she's calling out. Ely, she finally looks at me, and she smiles, and she said, you win. Because she was about to, and they load from the back. You know, if you you got a 29D, you go on first.
Yeah.
If
you Continental. That's not
that's
everybody.
Right. If you got a 6A, you go on last.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And by then, all the overhead is taken.
Deadpool.
Right? And so here you are. You got to the airport really early. You got an early seat. You got a preference seat. And you're screwed. For purposes, because then
you
were
talking about getting
back.
Screwed. I'll start talking about Southwest Airlines, where it's a cattle call, where you got to stand in a line. You're either
A, B, or C.
C.
Right.
And now they got people who are printing their boarding pass at midnight the night before, so you can get there an hour and a half before your flight is supposed to take off.
And you're still a C.
You're still a damn C.
Yeah,
exactly.
But tell me something, though, about security. I thought about that yesterday, because I had a lot of time to watch. This business of getting a boarding pass, ordinarily you get a boarding pass by showing an identification,
right.
A photo ID.
Right.
Well, you don't do that in your house. You get a boarding pass. I saw these people with all these printed funny papers ahead of me. I said to this lady, listen, who checked him out? That may not be the same guy. Seriously.
I know.
There is a serious security gap because you no longer have to show identification. You only show identification to the people checking your bag when you come up to the thing, right? You should. And the guy looks at it. He looks at you. He looks at it again. And it, shit, the guy had a dog next to him with a cane. He wasn't. He couldn't see. He couldn't see anything. So the world.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960. The Quake continues.
Too real.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Senate has just passed a bill to provide more money for the war in Iraq and for hurricane relief. Over in the House, Republicans want to go on record as opposing any pullout date for U.S. troops in Iraq. Correspondent Lisa Goddard is on Capitol Hill watching that debate.
Jim, there are two debates here, really. One is the resolution that supports the troops and opposes any specific date for withdrawing from Iraq. Republicans like Don Hastings of Washington are talking in broad concepts.
Democracy and freedom are a threat to the terrorist ideology, which is why they fight so hard to keep self-government from taking hold.
But Democrats...
We will not be having a real debate on Iraq today. It will be a pretend debate.
Like James McGovern say, it's a political ambush. They can't propose amendments, and therefore it's not a real debate. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
The U.S. military says it thinks it knows who Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's successor is to run al-Qaeda in Iraq. Military spokesman Major General William Caldwell says this man is an Egyptian-born explosives expert who is pretty much a Zarqawi clone.
We do know that he espouses, in open press statements, the same tactics of attacking and killing innocent civilians.
The Pentagon says the U.S. death toll in the war now is 2,500. Yesterday's surprise rally on Wall Street continues today. The Dow is up more than 90 points at this hour. The U.S. Open Golf Championship's underway in Mamaroneck, New York. Early starters included Vijay Singh, Phil Mickelson, and Retief Goosen. Correspondent Larry Smith reports Tiger Woods is chasing Jack Nicklaus in the record books, but Tiger's dad died recently, and everyone's eager to see just how that might affect his concentration.
He's trying to catch Jack Nicklaus and his record of 18 career majors, but Nicklaus said earlier this week he thinks it'll be tough for Tiger to try to win this week. He lost his father in early 1970 and did not play well in the first two majors of that year, the Masters and the U.S. Open.
Tiger tees off early this afternoon. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Zach left and call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm John Scott. This 960 The Quake traffic brought to you by GM Fuel Price Protection. There's some gravel spilled in the two right lanes. They've been there for a while, too. CHP's got it coned off. It's slow now from Saratoga up to the interchange. 280 slow from before 7th Street. Belmont crash on 101 northbound at Holly. Redwood Shores Parkway area, too. Two car crashes. Got the off-ramp locked, so you can't get off on Holly. Northbound 101. Two problems on 880 southbound. One at A Street, one at Hagenberger. Both in the left lane. Walnut Creek 680 northbound after Geary. Some boxes and metal crap in the three right lanes. And three-car crash now on the shoulder. I want to make sure I get that right. It's not really on the shoulder, but it's out of the lanes. It's just past the toll plaza as you come off the lower deck. Metering lights are on the other way around. Want to put a cap on fuel prices? If you'd like to pay only $1.99 a gallon, go to fuelprotection.com and find out how and learn about GM Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. This morning's local headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning at 8:05, live from the Hotel Vitale here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can sit in this beautiful lounge we broadcast from, and 7 to 10 Monday through Friday, be here with Will and Willie. In this hour, we're going to have Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro. She'll be on the Democrats' New Direction for America. Speaking of that, she's from the 3rd Congressional District in the state of Connecticut. And our D.C. Thursdays also include Bob Summerbee from the DailyHowler.com. The What Would Willie Do in This Hour, too?
It's a good lineup today. I want to hear about the dog.
Yeah, so we had this story going into the top of the hour from Willie Brown.
We've moved on.
Oh, okay.
The dog was not one who was doing an inspection. He was giving the guy guidance on how to get back and forth from his work spot, and he didn't have to use his cane, yet he was checking out my ID. I didn't like that at all. I thought that was a little strange. And he was the only guy. But my comments actually were directed at the business of printing your own boarding pass at home and then showing up. Because in the past,
you still have to show
ID whatever when you go through security.
But you only have to show it to the guy with the dog. You don't have to show it to anybody else. The guy
before you go through security, they look at your boarding pass and your ID.
They match the two.
Yeah,
and then they go on. Well, which means with all the phoniness, etc., that's out there. Yeah,
this is just a panacea for the public. I know this. They're not going to do it by airlines again. They did it with box cutters. Right? You can. There will be box cutters. You can cut. You can take a real fork onto a plane, but you can't take a real knife. Now, a fork is like four little knives if they're sharpened. I mean, you can. So it's just a
fork is more deadly than box cutters in reality.
Yeah,
or could be more deadly than box cutters. Well, the business of security, though. And by the way, I had to take my shoes off. I had to take my, I wear braces, right?
Right.
And you have to take, your braces off. Well, my braces actually hold up my pants.
This is not, suspenders, yes.
This is not decoration. I'm walking along there, trying to pull them up, trying to hold up the guy, and then I'm acting suspicious.
Yeah.
Now, there's an image for you.
Well, we're always acting suspicious.
That's what they say. I'm holding up my pants. That's it. You have to do that to hold up your pants. Yeah. I know he's going to say, why don't you buy him the fit?
Well, maybe get new suspenders for Father's Day. We had this thing.
No, there are no suspenders without those little metal things, Paul.
Right.
I know you're unfamiliar.
I haven't worn suspenders since I was a child.
I know you're unfamiliar, but see that metal? That little gold or silver? You see that, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We have this.
It makes noise when you go through the machine.
And George Jew is on the phone from down the peninsula. What town do you live in, sir?
South San Francisco.
Spell your last name.
My last name, Jew?
Yeah.
J-U-E, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, you have your essay that was the winning essay submitted at QuakeRadio.com for the Father's Day prize, and I'll tell you what you won here. Your gifts include Rainbird's latest irrigation innovation, the Gardener's Drip Kit, a Quake t-shirt, a TV Be Gone remote control, and a current bestseller from Noam Chomsky or Al Franken, also a special grand prize. This is really cool. A free junk removal job from the Bay Area's premier junk removal company, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They take everything away from you.
George, are you sorry you entered?
No, not at all.
I don't know, a drip kit, man.
Now you like the drip kit, huh?
You're going to read your winning essay on
George,
here.
Read your essay.
Okay.
How long is it?
It's not very long at all.
You mean like 10 lines, 15 lines?
No, maybe like 4 or 5 lines.
Go with it. Then it's like the burst of durst.
Perfect.
It's like a burst of durst.
All right, these are words of wisdom from the Jew.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
George.
Okay.
Yeah, George Jew. Yeah.
Okay, my dad immigrated to the U.S. in the late 1950s and gave my sister and I the opportunity to attend Cal and San Francisco State. We owe everything to his hard work and support. Nothing can ever repay him for his love and sacrifice. My father is humble and never failed in his financial and moral support.
God, I'm getting goosebumps,
that is,
George.
George, that is fabulous.
That was
well written, well stated. And I love the fact that you said San Francisco State, the Cal, but San Francisco State is people's college. That's where I
attended. Wait a minute. He talked about he and his sister. So one went to Cal, one went to State.
Who we won't ask that question.
I want to know.
Where'd you go, George?
I went to Cal, and my sister went to San Francisco State.
Discrimination. You know, there's more money per month, per year, behind students at Cal at the same level than at San Francisco State. And for that matter, at San Francisco State, it's more than the community colleges. There are no such things as equality. But I attended both of those institutions.
Oh, really?
I'm a graduate. They don't claim me. but I do claim them. And I have reasons to believe that now that I've achieved all I've achieved, they'll never question the authentic nature of my degrees.
On 960, the Quake, what we have recall here is our Father's Day essay winner. He's
but congratulations.
At QuakeRadio.com, George Jude. Congratulations. Beautiful job. And it made me think of my dad, and I miss him terribly. In fact, today is my mom's birthday, and it's the first without her. So when you honor your parents, you honor yourself, and you honor those who brought you here.
Is your dad still with us, Mr. Jude?
Yes, he is.
Oh, excellent. What are you doing Sunday?
Well, I'm going to be spending time with the family, and I think my father's listening right now to us as we speak.
I got a recommendation for you. You really should take him. You ought to take him, just the two of you. That's something I was never able to do with my father. I never really had a father, George. My father abandoned the family early on and left it to my mother to raise us. And as a result of that, Father's Day didn't mean as much to me. But I suspect that had I had a father, I would do what my son is always trying to do for me, and that is on Father's Day, he really likes to just hook up with father and son. And it worked very well as long as he didn't make the choices of where we went.
okay.
But when he started making the choices, I started canceling. We no longer made...
Where did he try to take you?
Well, he wanted to take me to healthy, appropriate places. and I wanted to take him to lap dancing joints. I wanted to show him the side of the world that his mother would never permit him to know about. The kid needed to be exposed to everything.
There you go, George. Take your dad to the Mitchell Brothers for Father's Day.
Well, thanks, Will. And thanks for the recommendation.
All right. Just thought we'd help, George.
Congratulations, man.
That's right. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, isn't it, George? And yes, definitely. Congratulations. And thanks for entering. And thanks for being a Quake listener.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
And enjoy that drip kit.
Yeah, thank you. I'll enjoy the drip kit.
Yes. I hope you have a lawn.
I love the fact. Do you see the list of gifts that we gave out for the guy who won it? What did the guy who lost it get? Has nothing. All those advertisers I know, they keep us on the air, and we should be
into
that.
They're good guys.
Yeah, they are.
They're good guys. Our advertisers are good guys.
I wonder if Hotel Vitale out here with all this wonderful new vegetation that it has and all the trees, I wonder if they have a drip kit. If they don't, we ought to give the Hotel Vitale for Father's Day a drip kit. And it'll keep everything growing and moving on. But, you know,
I need a drip kit.
No, what the health department will, some people say you were a drip kit.
I think you have a dribble kit, actually.
Can you imagine going in and sitting
there?
What's your problem today? I have a drip kit.
It sounds like a cure for an STD.
That's right. That's what it sounds like. What does it catch?
I don't know. It's a diaper.
Everything turns blue when it hits.
Hey, I'm not pregnant.
The mouse lived, or is it the rat?
No. Yeah, I think the mouse. Yeah, the mouse. Yeah, the rabbit died.
I thought it was the mouse.
No.
Did you notice, Will, that His Honor the Mayor's cappuccino cup is empty at this point? It's all inside him.
Hey, he's on fumes right now. He got in it too.
New York was the current. Every other step, you can buy this stuff, you know.
You can't go 30 feet without seeing a
Starbucks. No, and every coffee outfit competes with the next coffee outfit. They yell at you and they tell you, you got that coffee down there, throw it away, we'll give you a cup. It was amazing. I got about three cups of coffee in the same block. And I drink from each one. And I swear to you, they come out of the same pot. It tastes the same, etc.
They don't know coffee.
No,
in New York.
They have no idea about coffee. They have no idea about coffee. But I got to tell you, they're fast, though. I've never had anybody make a cappuccino so fast in all my life. Around here, it takes them a full hour program.
This is California. We take our time.
Listen, here at Vitale, it takes them an hour program to get your cup of a cappuccino. You can get a cup of coffee immediately because it's self-service. And believe me, unless you got to come down here and drink the coffee. Because to the extent you don't drink it today, you get the same coffee tomorrow.
I'll get the coffee tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, somebody, that's the same coffee. So unless you drink it, so somebody's going to come down here every day and help us drink this coffee. But the cappuccino,
In an hour, we can get your cappuccino.
You know where there's not a lot of coffee joints is around the Waldorf Astoria. There's hardly anything around there.
Thank you.
A couple of sushi restaurants, and that's about it.
And pawn shop. Jewelry stores. I went into about 3 jewelry stores. I went in to try to sell my watch.
Oh, that's right. Diamond. Isn't the Diamond Street down there?
It's down there somewhere near that. But it was interesting. Traffic, horrible.
In New
Absolutely
York.
Horrible. In spite of the fact that I got up so early, as I indicated to you, to get to the next spot, it was just awful getting from one spot to the other. And the most distributed newspaper that I saw in New York was not the New York Times. It was not the New York Post. Everybody, all the homeless people, and there were a lot of homeless people on the streets in New York, they read
Daily News?
No. USA.
USA Today?
USA Today. As a matter of fact, in those churches, you know where they're sitting, you know how people drop free USA Today? The guy was dropping free papers to the homeless people on the streets because I was up early enough to watch him. He actually, I suspect, thought I was working as well.
You were working the street.
Yeah, I was working the street.
You're just very well dressed.
I wasn't well dressed. I was kind of dressed like you do radio in New York. You know, it's kind of like you guys dress here in San Francisco. So I didn't wear my good stuff. I didn't wear my good stuff. I wanted to be a part of the group. I would have been busted down there where I was, I'm telling you. The 100 or so males all down there looking for work. And I've never seen so many hip-hoppers. Yeah, hip-hoppers. Guys in $350 sneakers and those long chain and those beads and those things that my son sells.
And the pants down by their knees.
That's right. Falling off. Totally falling off. It was all there. So I had to be a part of the crowd. I understood that.
I would have loved to seen you. It was like that time that Wilkes Bashford dressed as a bicycle messenger for your birthday celebration.
You were entertaining that day. You remember that?
I remember that.
Out at City Hall.
Will was actually entertaining one day.
Yes, he was.
Couldn't resist it.
Well, I can't believe you said it about my colleague. My talented colleague.
You're both extremely talented, and that's why we're here.
As I stepped on the plane last night, Phil Angelides called. Livid, because I had said in advice on how he could get elected, stay off television and don't use your voice. It's just as bad. He really got upset.
Oh, my. Well, let's see how...
He called me on the airplane.
We do in the next segment because from Washington, D.C., we'll have Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro on the Democrats' New Direction for America. 818, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Get out of here, man. When you get rich, you should get pound. I know you like my style.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
960 The Quake, the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
From that album by Neil Young. Looking for a leader at 822, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
How old is that album?
It's about a month old.
It's recent.
Yeah, and I've seen the video. I got to go to the place in South San Francisco where Neil Young does his videos, and they were putting together the video for Let's Impeach the President, and it's just impressive as all get
out. I got to tell you, it's been a long time since Neil Young has made an inroad socially with his music.
Yeah.
This particular piece, this particular term, makes an inroad.
Or a black man, after all.
Yeah,
or maybe it's a woman.
Or a black man.
Or a black man.
And we have a congressional woman on the air with us, Rosa DeLauro, from the 3rd Congressional District in Connecticut, and on the Democrats' New Direction for America, speaking of looking for a leader. Good morning, welcome to The Quake in San Francisco on our D.C. Thursdays.
Well, I'm delighted to be there with Will and with the mayor. It's a real pleasure. Thanks very, very much.
Hi, Rosa. How's everything?
Things are well. Good.
And how's my congressperson, Nancy Pelosi, your leader?
She's our fearless leader.
Yeah. Well, when you see her today, tell her I know I owe her a telephone call, and I'll be making it today.
Wonderful.
As soon as I'm off the air.
Wonderful.
New directions. What does that mean exactly?
Sure. No, let me be very clear. I know that you both know that when you go across this country, you're looking at people who really are crying out for change. And quite frankly, that's because they believe that, that the current folks who are in charge here have let the country down in just about every area in every way, whether you're taking a look at what happened with Katrina, veterans, energy, gas prices, health care, Iraq, they have demonstrated really an indifference, in our view, on the price of gas, home heating oil, cost of health care, a prescription drug benefit that doesn't benefit anyone but drug companies and insurance companies. And the public is beginning to discern that their values are out of sync. Now, we can stand around and we can, lay that out. And there are very big challenges in front of us. We know the country wants a new direction, and the Democrats are right there. That's what we wanted to communicate to people about on all of those issues, that in fact the Democrats not only recognize that we have to go in a new direction, but that we have an agenda for taking us there. And that is about how you make health care more affordable, and that you allow for the federal government to negotiate lower drug prices, and you make sure that program works, that you invest in stem cell research and other medical research, that what you do in terms of the energy issues is that you start to begin to provide subsidies for alternative sources of energy and not continue to provide those subsidies to the oil and gas industry. You go to America's heartland and you take a look at biofuels and ethanol and these new areas. And in my part of the country, in Connecticut, where we are leading the way on fuel cell technology.
And it's Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro from the 3rd Congressional District on 960 The Quake from Connecticut. Will, you have a question?
Yes, I'm wondering, what you were going to announce this yesterday. There was going to be a town hall meeting.
Right. What happened yesterday, just so that you understand, is that the president, who returned from Iraq, called a meeting at precisely the same time with the House and the Senate leadership. It's precisely the same time.
So you guys had set up a little town hall meeting.
Right.
It's going to be your big Democratic
right.
push. It's going to be like the new direction for Democrats. And he calls the House leader and Harry Reid in to brief them on his little five-hour trip to Iraq.
So you know what? We are very mindful of the serious situation in Iraq, and so that the leaders went to that meeting. A number of us, including myself and Congressman Rangel, Congressman Peterson, Congressman Miller, were on the phone yesterday with about 27 reporters, and there will be an event probably tomorrow morning. But we thought the best thing to do was to reschedule. Iraq is an important issue. My part of
yesterday.
But
that's cheating, isn't it?
Look. I don't impugn motives. You do what you do, and we have an agenda. We're very forthright on. My part of this was about minimum wage. We need to raise the minimum wage in this country, and that's one of the first things that we will do when we, when we take, office. And God willing, that the Democrats do win in November. I believe that we will. But we're going to raise that minimum wage. And one of the other things that we're going to do is that we are going to repeal the tax breaks that encourage offshoring of good-paying jobs.
I got to tell you, Rosa, though, that the Republicans are doing exactly what I did for years out here when I was in charge. Every time I figured out that they were about to do something, I preempted them by, in fact, upstaging them. And that's what the good president did to you guys yesterday.
So now
you're going to have to operate as, a little bit more underground, so to speak, if you're going to be able to keep the momentum and keep the enthusiasm focused on the idea of the minimum wage, the idea of health care,
right.
the idea of a ban on offshore drilling, the idea of stem cell research. If you're going to do all that, you got to preempt this guy. You got to hit him where it hurts.
Right.
Period.
I think that we are doing that. I will also say to you, though, that, I think the point is to get the information out. For such a long time, people have been saying, where's the agenda? Where's the agenda? Well, we have been talking about these things. We're not Johnny's come lately to any of these issues. We've been talking about raising the minimum wage for the last several years. And the last time it was raised, it was because of Democrats. What happened on Social Security? We prevented them. The Democrats did. From preventing them from privatizing Social Security.
Rosie, I got to tell you, a tremendous victory, and almost every person on the streets understood that one.
Right.
Bush got it in the chops on Social Security.
Yeah.
I hope you'll begin to do the same thing. On every time he spoke on Social Security,
right.
you had made it so uncomfortable for him that his polls went down.
Right.
You've got to try to figure out how to do that again. So
right.
everybody listening to us on The Quake, and we are the progressive talk show here in San Francisco,
right.
will get the idea. I'm going to show up and vote for a Democrat because they're going to raise my minimum wage.
That's right. No, and you know what? And we have to speak loud and clear because I believe the Democrats, were the party that created the middle class in this country. The middle class today is being killed from every single turn. We've got to get back to helping, making sure that people understand that government does have a role in their lives and that we have a moral responsibility to help people face challenges, not to do everything, and you know that, Mayor, because you can't do everything, but you sure as hell can be there for people when they need you. Like, let's take Katrina. Overwhelmed. People were overwhelmed. And where was government? Nowhere to be found.
Well, they were giving away $1 billion they shouldn't have given away by way of that terrible operation called FEMA. But let me ask you this.
Right. If they hollowed out FEMA.
Yeah. If you're going to take back the House,
any possibility
in the... in to handle, you know, who can't handle, you know, the kinds of management that was needed in that respect.
Congresswoman DeLauro, one of our listeners earlier said instead of the word cultures of corruption, instead of the words culture of corruption, it should be incompetence. That's what it should be tied
well,
to.
Well, look, I will just say to you that, right, I think we have seen that these are people who enrich themselves and their friends, and the people's interest is nowhere to be found. And that's why, you know, the American public is smart. They want a new direction.
The American public is looking at you as Democrats. You have one among you called William Jefferson, and he's right. creating a problem for you because of the $90,000 on his in his
right.
refrigeration.
Right.
The public is looking to see how you're going to deal with that. How are you going to deal with that?
Yeah, I will address that. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a court of law, so I can't adjudicate that. But I can tell you that the leader and several of a large portion of our caucus. As a matter of fact, we have a caucus meeting later today on this issue, and the recommendation has been made that Congressman Jefferson, step aside. From his committee assignment, temporarily until this thing is adjudicated.
Can you get a commitment from somebody in the caucus to call us right here on the show tomorrow to let us know the result of the caucus? Because it's important to the listeners.
We want to know.
To this station.
We will be happy to let you know what
Great.
What transpired. And I will just say this to you: we are very mindful of being, as I say, we are not judges, we are not a jury, but we understand that something needs to be done in this regard. We also want to be dignified and sensitive about a very serious issue. I think that's all part of it, and our leader has been at the forefront of with that kind of consideration for this. But we are moving on it. We had meetings last week, and we are holding our caucus meeting today because you have to notice.
Well, we look forward to the results of that.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman
Rosa DeLauro from the 3rd District in Connecticut on the Democrats' New Direction for America. And we look forward to that call. After the caucus tomorrow, we got John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic right now on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning. It's 8:33. Traffic brought to you this time by Tony Robbins Live, and here's what's happening in the Bay Area. There was a gravel spill earlier, 280 southbound at the 880 interchange. CHP, we understand, still has the two right lanes coned off. It's taking a while to get that all shoveled up. Slow before 7th Street up to that pile of gravel. Accident on 101 northbound at Dore. It's blocking the Dore off-ramp and out of the freeway lanes. Large metal something in the slow lane, 880 southbound before 23rd. Been a tough ride on the Nimitz this morning in both directions with various stalls and spills and whatnot. Sig Alert has been canceled at 880 southbound before A Street. The Fig Rig accident has been cleared from the lanes. Metering lights are on. The Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Rest of the Bay Area bridges look fine at the moment. If you want to transform your body, your relationships, and your finances, and you don't want to just dream about it, come to the San Jose Convention Center June 23rd through the 26th to see Tony Robbins live. Seating is limited. Call 888-905-TONY or go to TonyRobbins.com. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. It's 8:34. Good morning. Here's what's happening at 960 The Quake. The state and the Service Employees International Union will continue negotiations. The deadline is midnight tonight on a new contract for 87,000 state employees. The local 1,000 of the SEIU represents people like toll collectors. And if they're not on the job tomorrow, you can imagine what our toll plazas might look like. They're seeking a wage increase and maintenance of current health benefits. Did you feel the earthquake this morning? It was not a small one. It was in a remote part of Santa Clara County, outside of Morgan Hill, a magnitude 4.7. It shook our studios here in San Francisco a little bit at 5:24 this morning, but nothing was damaged. Ron Dellum still leading the Oakland mayor's race. They're not done counting yet. We've been talking and talking about it. It's day 9, and it'll take a while yet. Dellum still looks like he's headed for a runoff against Ignacio de la Fuente. If you're interested in the opening of a fourth bore of the Caldecott Tunnel, you might want to show up at a Caltrans meeting tonight. It's at the Claremont Middle School on College Avenue in Oakland, an open house at 6 o'clock, and the meeting starts at 7. Quake weather today. Mostly sunny inland, little fog on the coast, highs from the 60s to the low 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices.
Dear Prius drivers, and now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man, or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the AutoWest banner. Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50, them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota, man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning RX trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning RX is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning RX's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Commemorate, educate, liberate, and celebrate at this year's San Francisco Gay Pride at the Civic Center, June 24th and 25th. Join the Quake all weekend and look for the Quake Hybrid in the Pride Parade that Sunday. Brought to you by Quantum Health Center and 960 AM The Quake. For more info, log on to quakeradio.com.
Start your day with news and commentary you can't hear anywhere else. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on 960 The Quake.
And at 8:39, we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown, Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells. And DC Thursdays, we hear from the DailyHowler.com himself, Bob Summerby, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Have you got your crew back together there today?
We're all here today. What you got on your agenda?
Hey, we missed you Tuesday, man.
I was out your way, but it turned out it sounded like you were all over the world.
We were scattered to the winds.
Yeah, I was over doing an event at Half Moon Bay on Tuesday night, myself and the Turtles.
Oh, really? Was it really the Turtles?
Well,
was it Flo and Eddie?
Flo and Eddie, yeah, and a bunch of guys.
Mark Volman?
Their third song was Pretty Women. Pretty Woman. I don't think that was one of their hits. I'm thinking, hey, I really like this one. What is this one again? And they start as Pretty Woman. I go, wait a minute.
Roy Orbison, but, rolling.
You know,
what was the venue?
Thing, though, and you know this is true. Half Moon Bay. I couldn't believe it. I drove over the...
Where were you in Half Moon Bay?
The Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, nice. Well, I wasn't there. I just popped in and popped out. But when I went over there Tuesday afternoon, the sun was out. I couldn't believe it.
In Half Moon Bay?
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the Gore film, by the way. Half Moon Bay is the one place on Earth where global warming will not take effect. So apparently the whole staff quit when the sun came out. They were so shocked.
Big yellow orb.
Scared.
Never been seen in that area. You know, I went to high school in San Mateo, which is like 10 miles and 30 degrees away. So it was quite a shock to go over there and see the good weather. But... anyway,
speaking of shocks,
back together now. Of course, here in D.C., I'm going over some topics here. That trip to Iraq by the president, I think I'm the only one that's figured out the motive. Distract attention from our World Cup soccer match. Good Lord.
I didn't
know you were allowed to lose 3-0 in World Cup.
They didn't look very good, did they?
I thought 2-0 was the mercy rule. That was not good. But
that second goal from what, 400 feet out?
Yeah, you know. Do you know how many saves the Czech Republic goaltender made that game?
What, two?
None.
Oh, really?
we got one shot. It hit the post. I can't believe the goalies don't come out with like reading materials and stuff. And the field is so. And I watch it. I mean, it's a fascinating international event. But I mean, they just can't score goals. There was one game, was it England and Portugal, 1-0, and it was England and Paraguay, 1-0, England won, because Paraguay scored a goal into their own net. So that is World Cup soccer.
Bob?
Yeah?
How long did it take you to get from Washington to the Half Moon Bay?
Yeah. I think it took me about as long to get from San Mateo to Half Moon Bay as it took to get from Washington to San Mateo.
Oh, you heard about Devil Slide, have you?
the road is I went at rush hour, and it took a normal amount of time.
Well, I ask you that because apparently it took the president less time to get from D.C. to Iraq and back.
Oh, I know. It really is amazing. You know, people say, you know, you can't see Baghdad in just 5 hours. You can see the green zone. Can I say that? I understand he's doing a travel guide to Baghdad called "If It's 12 Noon, This Must Be the Mess Hall."
I didn't think al-Maliki was that excited to see him.
No, I think he had something else that day from the look on his face. I have an uncle I react to that way when he shows up. But,
rats.
I didn't say that on the air. But, yeah, I mean, the weird thing is the media attention on the polls here. You know, I was watching NBC this morning, their pre-dawn news. And they're doing the new polls on Bush and Iraq. I mean, and they're treating it as news that his approval rating had gone from 36 to 37. I mean, you'd rather go up one than down one. But, you know, that is really, God.
That's the Zarqawi bounce, yeah.
I don't think we on the left should be constantly harping when it goes down 1 point. I mean, my view is, I mean, I would love to see people in Iraq get a chance to live a normal life in a normal society without some crackpot dictator from the 9th century as they had for 30 years, or without some horrible...
No, I thought you were talking about Bush.
No, or without some horrible insurgency or war. But, you know, and I would love to see their government or their military pull itself together somehow. But, boy, this... Are we up 1 point or down 1 point? That has nothing to do with anything anybody should care about.
It's a horse race. That's the only way.
I'm telling you, they had another figure this morning in the same newscast. 38% in this new poll are now more confident in the outcome in Iraq, which is up 5%. Unfortunately, 53% are less confident in the outcome, but they were treating the... I can't even explain it. It was so stupid. It's up from 33% who were.
Remember, the journalists have been for a long time selling American people on the rightness and the correctness of this war on Bush's behalf.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't even know what they're selling. They get these numbers that come in. You know, when a number goes from 36 to 37, Will, you know this, it doesn't mean anything. It's just nothing.
Unless it's one of your dates.
It's nothing. It's just nothing. Isn't worth mentioning, but I don't know. I'd love to see that Iraqi kid in Fahrenheit 9/11 who was having his hair cut in that barber chair. I'd love to see that kid live in a normal world for once. And, I think this was foolish to go there, but I hope their government can pull it together and put together a serious society for people to live in. But it isn't about 37 or 36.
Well, John,
point on that one.
John Kerry is trying to get that debate going on in Congress this week. He's doing his best to try to finally get a debate about the war.
Yeah, well, good luck. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's funny how the press responds to all of this. And yesterday they held the press conference, Bush held the press conference at the same time that the Democrats were going to release their New Direction town hall meeting. And then the president dissed, did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
He dissed the guy wearing sunglasses, the reporter.
Yeah.
Walston or something?
Yeah, from the L.A. Times, who apparently is legally blind. I didn't know that either. Apparently Bush did. That can happen. Will, do you know John Mulroney, the comedian?
Comic from D.C.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not from D.C. He's from New York, and he hosted a show on Fox for several years.
Right.
He worked at the club here in Baltimore once, and he was kind of an insult comic. A nice guy, but one time there was a woman in the audience with crutches by her table, and he just was blasting her all during the show with her crutches. When the show was over, the lights came up, she walked out. Oh, she was an amputee.
Oh man.
John's back there shaking hands over there. Oh, man.
I remember we were doing a gig in Hawaii, and Deb and Mike were on stage, and Mike, because he always asks, what's your name? What do you do for a living? They do that as part of their improv thing. He said, and sir, what's your name? Right in the front row. And the person goes, Michelle. Right in the beginning of the show. Thanks for joining us from D.C.
No, we're not going to let him go.
We got to. We're running late. We're up against the clock. But, buddy,
I wanted him to tell us how he managed to get Karl Rove off.
I called that one about 6 weeks ago.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Conspiracy theory on that one.
Bob Summerby from the Daily Howler.com. Part of our D.C. Thursdays here. And the next segment, What Would Willie Do? WWWD. Keeping it real on Progressive Talk Radio with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
You know, everything's so expensive these days. Housing, food, and of course, gas at the pump. Supplements are part of many people's lives, but they can be expensive too, you know. Here is Mike B. to tell us about the great value you get with Nature B.
Good morning, Will, and aloha from Honolulu. You know, if you don't have your health, you got not much. Nature Be Here, organic vegetable food in a capsule, Mother Nature's gift. Full balanced nutrition, 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, the great antioxidants, all from pure plant pollen, not a drug or a stimulant, pure food. Two capsules a day with a glass of water, no need for anything else. More get up and go is what you get. Improved immunity, better sleep, better hair, skin and nails, and best of all, summertime energy to do everything you want to do, all for less than a half a buck a day.
Man, how can you get the price so low?
I'll tell you why. Nature Be comes direct to you from clean, green New Zealand. No importer, no distributor, no retailer, no billboards, slick magazine ads, TV spots. Right from the source. That means huge savings.
No, I guess that makes sense. How do we get to the source?
Well, jump on a plane, go to New Zealand. Other than that, pick up the phone and make a toll-free telephone call. 1-866-834-8355. All the way down to New Zealand. 6 months supply of Nature Be, $99 with a small delivery fee. And check this out. Sizzling summer pack, $30 worth of the best sunscreen on the planet. That's going to be your bonus. That's free. All of this with a money-back guarantee. Now, come on, naturebee.com or toll-free, 1-866-834-8355.
Come on, you guys, be like me and be all you can be. Call NatureBee, 1-866-834-8355, 1-866-834-8355. Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there. At the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1%
of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to WorkingAssets.com/Quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Now, through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
960 The Quake. Listener-supported radio without the pledge drives. Thanks for your support of Progressive Talk in the Bay Area. 960 The Quake.
WWWD, what would Willie do on 960 The Quake?
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
We ask a question of the mayor right out of today's news. Willie Brown, we had Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut on the air earlier speaking about the new direction for America, the new directions that the Democrats are putting out, and we seem to have a freight train of verbiage coming from her. If you were a spokesperson for the Democratic Party on this, what would Willie do?
I think I would do my best to try to get soundbite phraseology around the issues that I want America to focus on, that Democrats will be the champion of. And I think I'd do it in such a way that a particular personality begins to be the symbol of that issue. For an example, right now, pulling out of Iraq, or getting the troops out of Iraq, almost every American is beginning to focus on that issue, if at all, around one lone person, John Martyr. People don't know who he is initially, but they're beginning to hear that name. He's been in the Congress a long time. Most of us had never heard of him. And all of a sudden, when he says, pull the troops out, people are becoming interested enough to ask something about him. He's being invited on the talk shows. So he's the symbol of that particular issue in that particular position. The same goes for a few years ago when Hillary talked about doing something about health care. She became the symbol of the health care fight and the health care issue, and that was the way it was. Barbara Lee, when she took the extraordinary step on the 9/11 resolution vote, she became, for America, the symbol of that particular issue. These are only examples of how I think America zeroes in and focuses on issues, particularly when you are the out person, you're not in charge, and therefore you really can't do anything. You can only promise what you will do. You have to take some steps to perfect that promise. Barbara Lee had one vote, but that one vote became a rallying cry for progressives and people who are anti-war or anti-giving the president unlimited authority. Hillary was in a position as the first lady. She became the most feared symbol for the people in the healthcare delivery system, the HMOs, the drug companies, etc., and she became the object of people's attack. And believe me, it was an effective way in which to blunt Clinton's effort in that regard. And so far, the Congressman Murtaugh's efforts
have led to a number of people trying to replicate what he's doing. And so if I had any advice to the Democrats on their new directions, I would say roll your program out there, but give it a personality, give it an individual, let somebody become the symbol, just as I think John Conyers has become the symbol for the potential person to deliver subpoenas to Republicans who are doing mismanagement of government. He is the symbol of that proposed effort. And believe me, people reference it, whether it's Jim Lehrer on the NewsHour or whether it's Meet the Press or whether it's Bob Seifer. They all reference John Conyers when it comes to the business of investigating the operations of the Republicans. If you give it the personality, you will begin to capture the flavor of the American people, and they will begin to believe that you are offering this country new directions. And if you can package all of that in, had enough, the results will be, I think, spectacular.
That's what would Willie do on the Quake for today.
And it may work. If the Congresswoman would just shut up.
Man, it was just the same point. Every time she diverged, she came back. And it sounded like just political blather. I mean, it wasn't on point. She kept coming back to similar points, but it didn't seem like it was focused.
Politicians are that way. I'm that way. When you give me, what would Willie do? That's the delight of my life. I get to talk uninterrupted for 4 or 5 minutes if I choose to do so. But it forces me to try to make sense. And I do my best to make sense when I have the stage and I have each of you so riveted on what I'm doing. Not unlike what we do when we humor Will. In a burst of verse.
I see we're paying rapt attention to Willie Brown. Uh-huh. We're humoring Will Durst.
Well, but the politicians, like the congresswoman, they've been given a cheat sheet. And that cheat sheet says where they should go.
I got the cheat sheet, and it's much more focused.
Yeah.
Cut college costs.
Go.
Make health care more affordable. Ensure dignified retirement. Require fiscal responsibility. Help working families. Although I think that these are not active verbs.
They're not. And that's why you've got to give a personality. You've got to say, hey, I am a congressman, and I still owe $250,000 on my education.
And we have more personalities in our next hour. Former New York Governor Mario Cuomo will be joining us after we take a look at the news. And the Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, Susie Turnbull, will be talking about Democrat response to Bush's speech yesterday and his press conference. It's all right here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
960, The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The U.S. military says it has a pretty good idea that the